Good morning, everyone. My name's Dave, and welcome to Insights for Health, brought to you by The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health. Our topic today is honey and its many health benefits. And joining us is Michelle Olson. Michelle and her husband, Sean, own and operate Olson Pure Honey Beekeeping Supplies. Along with their honey production, they also develop honey-based products. They are suppliers of various apiary hardware and tools, and also teach classes and train enthusiasts on the skill of beekeeping.
Good morning, Michelle, and welcome to Insights for Health.
I'm happy to be here. Thanks for asking me.
Honey has a very long and elaborate history.
Oh, it sure does. It actually dates back to 7000 BC, where they've seen some cave paintings in Spain. That's probably one of the earliest records. And they also see some fossils of honeybees. Honeybees have been around a long time. The earliest record keeping of bees in hives was found in the temple near Cairo in about 2400 BC. They were often seen in the Egyptian hieroglyphs because they were favored by the pharaohs, and it often symbolized royalty. And they also used it as a sweetener. And they also used it to placate their gods, so they used to give it to them as gifts. And they also used it as an ingredient in their embalming fluid. The Greeks, too, used to make honey cakes and offered them to the gods. And the Greeks actually viewed honey as very important food and also as a healing medicine. So they had all kinds of books full of recipes. They really considered honeybee as the golden bee. So, the Romans even used it extensively in cooking, and actually beekeeping flourished during that time. But in the Renaissance time, sugar came on the market. And when sugar came on the market, then honey started getting used less and less.
Honey will come in different qualities, so there's a difference between raw honey and pasteurized. Can you describe the difference between that and why one is better than the other?
So raw is the best way. It comes just straight from the hive. We don't apply any heat to it. We just filter it so that you have a good product. But all the benefits of honey are intact because we haven't applied any heat. So that's your best way. The second way, because a lot of times we have to store honey in barrels, real honey does crystallize over time. So sometimes we have to heat it for a short period of time just to get it to go through our bottling screen. We do it in the manner where we don't heat it more than 95 degrees, and we only do it for a short period of time, and then we cool it real fast afterwards. So in that manner, it maintains most of the nutrients. There's a third way where you pasteurize honey and you use a high heat and it kills off the yeast. And they do this sometimes to make a smoother texture. We don't recommend this because it also kills off all the good nutrients in the honey. So you're not getting the health benefits. Here at Olson Pure Honey, we only do either raw honey or unpasteurized honey. We do not pasteurize our honey because we want you to have the most benefit from our honey.
So that's the difference. Now, store honey can be raw and unpasteurized, but oftentimes it's not. So what you buy from the store or from the beekeeper can be the same, but it can also be different. So it's important on how to read your label, isn't it?
It's very important. In fact, we recommend that you actually scan the label. I've had customers that scanned the label and found that the honey they thought was Canadian was actually from three different countries. So they were quite surprised to find that out. And there are also some manufacturers that will add additives into the honey to make it go further. So sometimes you're not getting pure honey. It is really important to look for either raw or unpasteurized. And I would even go further and scan the label. And then you know exactly where you're getting it from. Because there are beekeepers that do have their honey in the grocery store, and it is real honey. But there are also other ones that may not be as good. So you just need to be careful. And there's also a documentary called Rotten on Netflix. You might want to just watch it. and it might open your eyes to what goes on sometimes.
It's probably by Canadian law that if there was a certain percent of Canadian, then they can say it's Canadian, even though there are certain percentages that are from somewhere else.
You know, they put a little bit in there to say that it's Canadian honey, but really the majority of it isn't. We always say it's best to go buy direct from the beekeeper. You're going to know that you're getting exactly what you're looking for, pure honey.
There's a lot of nutrients in raw honey.
There certainly is. It's quite amazing, all the nutrients in honey. So just to name a few, there's some B vitamins, niacin, and there's magnesium, potassium, zinc, phosphorus, pantothenic acid, calcium, copper, iron, zinc. So there's lots of different things in there. And it's mainly derived from the soil and the nectar-producing plants that the bees go and collect from. So the quality of the honey and its mineral content are determined by where it's grown and how it's processed. Generally, the darker honey has more vitamins and minerals in it. Usually, honey is consumed in small amounts. So don't think you can just, you know, put it in your coffee and, oh, I don't need to take a vitamin anymore. No, you would have to take about 3 ounces of honey daily to make up equivalent of say, a vitamin pill.
Yeah.
So that would be a lot of honey. However, it can be done. Like, you can replace any recipe that has sugar in it with honey. The equivalency is, for 1 cup of sugar, you can put 3/4 cup of honey. And the only thing it will do is, it might make your dessert or whatever it is you're making, it might make it a little bit darker because of the color of the honey, but that's all. The taste is delicious. We even make it with our pizza dough. It's just, the yeast just loves it, the honey in the pizza dough. It just makes amazing pizza dough. So there's all kinds of different things you can use honey for, not just, you know, for coffee or tea or whatever. So
yeah. There's also enzymes which are catalysts to create other reactions within the body that are required. The phytonutrients, I mean, those trace minerals and trace elements that, unless we're eating food, we're not going to get out of a supplement. Amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins. I mean, it's amazing. There's also the antioxidants. And an antioxidant is going to compensate for free radicals, which is the byproduct of energy of all the cells.
So, for example, buckwheat honey has been shown to increase the blood oxygenation index, and it also linked to reduced risk of heart attack, stroke, and certain types of cancer. It also helps maintain healthy eyes. So hydrogen peroxide is generally thought to be the main compound responsible for the antibacterial action of honey as well. It's produced during the glucose oxidation catalyzed by the B enzyme. The B enzyme is called glucose oxidase, and the levels of hydrogen peroxide in honey are determined by in the rate of production and its destruction by the catalysis. But glucose oxidase, the B enzyme, is introduced to honey during the nectar harvesting by bees. And this is found in all honeys, but it is concentrated, the concentration may differ depending on the age and health status of foraging bees, as well as the richness and diversity of their diet. So a lot of these farms are going to mono farms, like just one crop, and the bees are not getting enough diet from that.
So this hydrogen peroxide has a very antiseptic effect, killing off bacteria and fungi and different pathogens and microbes.
That's right. Yeah. That's right, and that's what it does.
Killing off all those microbes and so on, it also is boosting our immune system. So there's another benefit to the raw honey.
Absolutely.
And they found, too, that a lot of those phytonutrients are very supportive for brain health.
There's been a lot of studies of people where they've been eating honey and they actually had an improvement in their memory. So the reason for this is raw honey has a lot of B vitamins in it, and they have high, such as B1, niacin, which is B3, biotin, B7, folic acid, just to name a few. And these help with the production of neurotransmitters. And also B12 is also found in both honey and bee pollen, and it's responsible for giving you energy, improving your focus, and in turn making it easier to learn. And in general, B vitamins are crucial for the brain and nervous system. They regulate the energy in the brain and are a great memory and mood enhancer. It helps prevent symptoms of depression, anxiety, brain fog, and memory loss. So they're still doing a lot of studies on this.
And wound healing is another benefit.
Absolutely. The reason for the wound healing, there's a lot of phytonutrients, natural chemicals, that are produced by plants. And they are actually made to keep the plants healthy and protect them from insects and the sun. But it's also responsible for the antioxidant properties, antibacterial and antifungal power in honey. It's also immune boosting and has anti-cancer benefits. Now, heavy processing in regular honey, and what I mean by regular honey is pasteurized honey, they destroy all those valuable nutrients. So that's why we don't recommend that type of processing. Now, in wound healing, honey has bioactive components, so a couple of the things that it does. First, it's acidic, so it promotes healing because it has a 3.2 to 4.5 pH level. So when it's applied to wounds, the acidic pH encourages the blood to release oxygen, which is important to wound healing. And sugar has an osmotic effect, so it actually will draw out water from the damaged tissues, and it reduces swelling and encourages the flow of lymph to heal the wound. And sugar also draws water out of the bacterial cells, which can help keep them from multiplying. And it also has an antibacterial effect. So it can help boils, burns, non-healing wounds and ulcers, diabetic foot ulcers. So if you have a wound or burn that won't heal, it's important to check with your doctor before using honey. You want to make sure it's a possibility for treatment, first of all, because we are not doctors, right?
It's one of those things where, I mean, if it's not healing, it just becomes another option that, you know, why not try it? Raw honey. Also as a cough suppressant.
Yeah, so what it does for cough suppressant, we recommend take a teaspoon. An inexpensive remedy if you have a nagging cough, and what it will do, it will limit the irritation in your throat by coating your throat, because honey is a very viscous liquid, right?
Yep.
It'll coat your throat and in that way help soothe it. So you can either take it by the spoonful or you can put it in a cup of tea. Either way is fine, but to get the best benefit, I would say to take it by the teaspoon.
Yeah, I remember my mother and grandmother, they would boil honey and lemon together and make their own cough syrup. It was very effective.
Yeah, very effective.
Mm-hmm. Michelle, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, let's continue our conversation on the benefits of raw, unpasteurized honey.
All right.